We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are continuing on item 74. You can ask questions, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Start, Moshe.
Here too, it is considered that the last phase of coarseness, the coarseness of phase two that was in the screen, was completely eliminated, leaving only the record of clothing. Thus, nothing was left of the coarseness but phase one. Hence, the screen received two kinds of coupling in the Rosh of Sukkah, the incorporation of phase one of coarseness in phase two of clothing, called the incorporation of the record of the female in the record of the male, elicited a level at nearly the degree of Bina, which is the degree of Vak of Bina. This level is called the Sfira of Keter of Nikudim. The incorporation of the male with the record of the female, the record of phase two of clothing in phase one of coarseness, elicited the level of Ziranpin, considered Vak without a Rosh, called Abba and Ima of Nikudim back to back. These two levels are called Gar of Nikudim. That is, they are considered 10 Sfirot of Rosh of Nikudim, since each Rosh is called Gar or Kachab. But there is a difference between them. Keter of Nikudim, which is at the male level, does not expand into the goof and shines only at the Rosh, only Abba and Ima of Nikudim, which are the female level, called the lower seven Sfirot of Nikudim, or Chagat Nehi of Nikudim.
Tov.
Okay, again.
Item
74.
Again, 74.
No, Moshe, maybe you should start from 73.
73. First, we shall clarify the 10 Sfirot of Katnut of Nikudim. You already know that following the expansion of Sagav Ak, it underwent the clash of surrounding light and inner light on its screen, which gradually refined it. The levels that emerged as it refined are called Nekudot of Sag, and they descended below the Tabu of Ak and mingled with phase four there.
That's here, we talked about it. Yes, that this is Galgalta Ab Sag, the Nekudot de Sag, coming down of the general Tabo, that's the general Tabo, mingled with Nehi Deak, and what's next?
After it completed its refinement of all the coarseness of the goof in the screen and remained with only coarseness of the Rosh, it is considered to have ascended to the Rosh of Sag, where it received a new coupling on the measure of coarseness that remained in the records in the screen.
Yes, meaning even if here we had 3 over 2, the Shemot were, records were, and here it's 2 over 3 in Nekudot de Sag, and when it came back to Pederosh, back to Sag, it became 2 over 1. The coarseness was refined, and
74.
Right? Yeah, well, item 74. You're in the middle.
Here too it is considered that the last phase of coarseness, the coarseness of phase two that was in the screen, was completely eliminated, leaving only the record of clothing. Thus, nothing was left of the coarseness but phase one. Hence, the screen received two kinds of coupling in the Rosh of Sag. The incorporation of phase one of the coarseness in phase two of clothing, called the incorporation of the record of female in the record of male, elicited a level at nearly the degree of Binah, which is the degree of Vak of Binah. This level is called the Sfira Keter of Nikudim.
Yes, we can draw it this way, the Sfira of Keter of Nikudim. Yes. Belongs only to the degree of Bina. Two. Yes.
The incorporation of the male with the record of the female, the record of phase two of clothing, and phase one of coarseness, elicited the level of Zeranpin, considered Vak without a Rosh, called Abba and Ima of Nikudim back to back.
Yes, meaning this is Keter of Nikudim, number two of clothing, Betit Lepshut, Keter, and this is Abba and Ima of Nikudim. Here, this is level two of clothing, and this is level one.
And these two levels are called Gar of Nikudim.
Yeah, they're called Gar.
Rosh.
Rosh. The general Rosh of Nikudim.
Ken?
Klomar.
Yes.
That is, they are considered 10 Sfirot of Rosh of Nikudim, since each Rosh is called Gar or Kachab. But there is a difference between them. Keter of Nikudim, which is at the male level, does not expand into the Guf and shines only at the Rosh. Only Abba and Ima of Nikudim, which are the female level, called the lower seven Sfirot of Nikudim, or Chagat Nehi of Nikudim, expand to the Guf.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav. He writes in the middle of 74, and from the incorporation of the male records in the female records of the second degree of clothing, and it ends with Vak without Rosh, called Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim back to back. Does that mean we have two Rosh now?
Repeat your question, please.
I'm asking if there are two Rosh now.
I can't hear you. I can't hear what you're saying.
There's a lot of, I don't know, problems here today.
Okay. Sadly, I do feel that there are many technical problems. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. So is there a Rosh under the Tabu or not?
Yes, Rosh of Nikudim. The Zivug, the coupling over it, was done in the Rosh de Sag, when Sag was refined, the Nekudot of Sag were refined, and then the calculation was made in the Rosh de Sag, as usual, like in every Patsuf. And then it begets the next Patsuf called Nikudim. In Rosh Av Hitlabshut and Rosh Av Aviot. Rosh the Hitlabshut is called Keter. It's number phase two of clothing. And Rosh the Hitlabshut of clothing is called Abba Ve'ima, or phase one. And these two Rosh are called Gar, meaning Rosh. They're called Gar because they are the first three. It's the acronym of first three. It's Keter, Abba, and Ima. Yes, Vlad.
Abba Ve'ima, it's not in Atzilut?
No. Abba Ve'ima in every place, Chochma and Bina, are called Abba Ve'ima. It doesn't matter what world it is.
What is a Rosh under the Tabor? I can't understand that. So it's in the Partsuf, what Rosh can be there?
Where is it? We can build the Partsuf everywhere. Yeah, everywhere you can build it. If you have the forces in order to bestow that are united, wanting to bestow to the Creator from below upwards, we're going to call it the Rosh. The place determines, but it's not completely. If the force of Bina comes down below Tabo, you can build a Rosh there, a Partsuf.
What do I need that Rosh for?
To continue. Okay, maybe you're asking a general question. Why do we need all these things? So I'll tell you. In the meantime, from the world of Ein Sof, the upper light spread until the Tabor, and here it filled everything. Right? Here it filled everything. Here in Tabor. Below Tabor, in Galgalta, this limit has been made here in Gilgalta, where it's impossible to come down below the upper light. All the vessels are from the world of Ein Sof to the Siyum. These are all vessels of the created beings, of the whole worlds, all the Partsufim, everything. That's what the Creator wants to be filled in order to bestow. Right? Will it be filled and to bestow without any limit? If so, it will become a circle as it was before. A circle. In the meantime, we see the vessels that have a screen, meaning that they themselves want to resemble the Creator, and only this way they want to be filled in order to bestow. They resemble the Creator. They can only do it above the Tabor, only this small area of the vessels. Only the vessels Keter, Chochma, and Bina. And in the more lower vessels, where the will to receive is bigger, they're incapable of filling themselves. Now, the question is, how to nonetheless let these vessels, an ability to resemble the Creator. How is that possible? And not only for these vessels, also he says that for man that has to be created from Bchina Dalet, from the fourth phase, meaning we have to see many actions of Bchina Dalet, of the fourth phase, that in principle, it's the opposite of the Creator. How does it correct itself in order to reach equivalence of form with the Creator? Do you understand? That's a problem. And this is why we are drawn to it, as if we're penetrating it. How is that possible to reach a state that these vessels of Agagalta and Enaim will build here Bina, and the vessels of Bina be mingled with the vessels of, where it's completely prohibited to put the proper light. And by the main, have to go into the vessels of Malchut, meaning being, which is a holy, it's hardly in order to bestow.
Because of the Malchut, that is entirely to receive. And they were shattered, these vessels of Binah, and they have reached a state where they mingled with the vessels of the Malchut, enter the Malchut with vessels of bestowal. And then after a complete mixing that will take place between them, a lot of actions until every little detail, every little crumb, every quality, the tiniest quality, doesn't matter what, will mix with all the other qualities of bestowal. And between them, how should I say it? Moshe, how can I say this? Except for mixing.
Merging.
Maybe merging, connecting in a way that you can't tell the difference between them. You can't tell the difference. And then we'll learn how from all these things, by the upper light, it will start being clarified that gradually it shines on them, and it here the upper light descends on the shattered vessels and starts to awaken them back to life. And then these vessels will start to recuperate into life and ascend to Atzilut. And then with all the vessels go back to Ein Sof.
That's it.
And what is this vessel? This vessel is called Adam, meaning it's the will to receive that has the biggest will to receive, the most shattered, the most complex, from all opposite qualities of one another. And that's why when it shines on all plus and minus that exists in everyone, the upper light shines on this. So man starts feeling as much as he is in minus, opposite from the upper light, and in the plus once the upper light, and then he becomes, how do I say it? All these contradicting feelings appear, as if he's torn into pieces. He doesn't know what to do. Each and every one of us, and so on. And then from all these things, and also in our corporeal life, and in our spiritual life, inner life, external life, doesn't matter what, in all forms of our life, we'll feel ourselves as much as we are in a shattering. And from this shattering, from the recognition that we can't run away from it and we can't keep going in it, we will understand how we can correct our state. And from this humanity, we'll start recuperating and awakening from the shattering. It can be a very long process, very painful. As they write, that the mothers cooked and ate their children to such an extent that it's just unbelievable how great suffering can happen. That nature, the corporeal nature, the nature of the cruel man can get stronger inside us. And inside we are way worse than any animal or anything. And in this way, we will still reach the connections. we'll reach the connections. But all of this happens to us now. This foundation is that Sag builds the vessels of the world of Nikudim below the taboo. That the vessels of Bina can be under the taboo.
Barur.
Clear.
Queens.
Yes, good morning, dear Rav. In this drawing, there was Keter de Nikudim, that was Bina, and Abba Veima are Zeranpin. Can we say that Abba Veima of Nikudim are Vak de Bina?
We'll talk about it. Whatever we didn't talk about, don't ask. It's the second time already. Also, yesterday, the same thing. I won't let you ask. Only about what we're talking. That's it. He's saying it's Vak without Rosh, Zeranpin. Except for that, that's it. So, us too.
PT 19.
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, it's really interesting when in 74 he says, here too it is considered that the last phase of coarseness, the coarseness of phase 2 that was in the screen, was completely eliminated. What does it mean that it's completely eliminated?
Eliminated by the refinement of the screen. Here, look where I am. We had the expansion of Tamim of Sag from Pef Sag until the Tabu, and then a refinement. In the refinement, the Rishimot, the records, changed. Instead of 3-2 that we have in Tamim of Sag, it became 2-on-2 in Nekudot of Sag, until it reached Pe of Rosh, and here they became 2-1. And from this, the world of Nikudim expanded, meaning it's a potsuf. It's not a world, it's a potsuf. So what are you asking about?
What does it mean when he says that only the Rishimo, the record of clothing, was left? What does it mean here?
Rishimo of clothing as usual. Like in Ab, we have 4, and from Gargalta, and 3 are already records of Ab, or in Sag, we have 3 of Ab and 2 of the Sag itself, as usual.
Can you explain the essence of this action? It's a cause and effect?
What action?
Meaning that leaving only the record of clothing, why?
Because the Rishimov of Yud is refined. It uses it to receive the light in order to bestow, and the screen disappears. And that's why the records of coarseness is refined while the screen goes up from Tabu to Pe.
Because it says that only the first phase 1 of coarseness is left.
Yes, of course, instead of 2, we have 1 now.
Thank you.
I'll read 74 again. Hence, here too, it is considered that the last phase of coarseness, the coarseness of phase 2 that was in the screen, in Sag itself, it was completely eliminated, refined, leaving only the record of clothing, which is the record of the second phase, it remained. Thus nothing was left of the coarseness but phase 1. Until here, clear, right? Hence, the screen received 2 kinds of coupling in the Rosh of Sag. As usual, on the Rishimo of clothing and Rishimo of coarseness, the incorporation of phase 1 of coarseness in phase 2 of clothing, called the incorporation of the record of the female, which is coarseness, and the record of the male, which is the refinement, elicited a level at nearly the degree of Bina. Not exactly Bina, because that's coarseness of the first phase. But because she is incorporated with the second phase of clothing, which belongs to Bina, which is the degree of Vak of Bina. Vak means close to Bina. This level is called the Sfira of Keter of Nikudim.
Clear?
That's why I wrote Keter here.
Keter.
Keter. The incorporation of the male with the record of the female, the record of phase two of clothing, in phase one of coarseness, elicited the level of Bina, Bina that has no forces. It is Vak of Bina.
Vak
meaning half, which is weak without the forces of Bina. This Sfira is called the Keter of Nikudim. This is what we have. It's Vak of Bina and called Sfira of Keter of Nikudim. The incorporation of the male with the record of the female, meaning the phase two of clothing and phase one of coarseness, elicited the level of Ziranpin, considered Vak without a Rosh. Because that's how Ziranpin is called. Called Abba and Ima of Nikudim, back to back. These two levels, meaning Keter and Abba and Ima, I wrote it here. It's Abba and Ima. Keter and Abba and Ima. These two degrees are called Rosh of Nikudim. It's also stated here, Rosh of Nikudim.
Rosh of Nikudim.
Since each Rosh is called Gar or Kachab. Well, we have Gar, Keter, Abba ve'ima, or Keter, Chochma and Bina. And there's, it's divided between Keter of Nikudim and Abba ve'ima of Nikudim, which is the male level, does not expand to the Guf, the Keter of Nikudim. Because it's the second phase of coarseness and shines only at the Rosh. The Keter shines only in the Rosh. I've stated it with an arrow. Only Abba and Ima of Nikudim, which are the female level, called the lower seven Sfirot of Nikudim, or Chagat Nehi of Nikudim. Meaning, if we will draw it, so we need to draw another level here, Abavim of Nikudim, and until here, until the Tabu. We'll see later on what happens with this. Okay? Now we have, let's have a workshop on this, and afterwards we'll have questions, please.
Israel.
Yes. Okay. We have to connect in order to discern everything we went through now in this preface. It's a very, very serious thing. We're talking about Rosh here, in the place which is below the general Rosh. Well, continue, friends. Let's connect this thing.
It shows us as much as the bestowal always aspires to expand, that finds any way, like water, that just finds an opportunity to expand more, they instantly start doing it. That's what the Gar, the Rosh, manages the entire process. And it's also nice here that it is all actually, it brings us to incorporation, that all the thought is that there can be a correction. All the preparation for correction is to have a maximum incorporation. Rav was even searching for a stronger word, that we're melting the reception and bestowal, that you can't separate between them, and it's wondrous how the Creator can do, take two opposite qualities from one another completely. It's as if against the laws, but somehow He's able to do it.
We also see that all the control, the governance, comes from bestowal itself, that develops the right vessels, develops the quality of reception. Basically, gives itself, hands itself, so that the created being can later become the one who bestows.
It also shows that the connection is a special phenomenon. It's wondrous how to take two contradicting things and it becomes one. And it gets a third phenomenon that it's not either of them. So it's really a wonder of nature. Okay, let's go to questions. Please, friends. PT14.
The question is about the records. The records of clothing, we read that's the male. And the records of coarseness is the female. And every screen is made of these records. The question is, can we identify anything about this male and female inside us? Something that's true for us.
No, that's a question. These questions I don't want to answer yet. I won't let you get confused. You can try whatever you want. I'm not for it.
Thank you very much. That's an answer.
Okay. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why is the Zivug in the Rosh of Sag is over the records from the goof of the Patsuf, and it doesn't beget the 10 Sfirot of the goof? Why does he call it Rosh of Nikudim?
No. Sag, as usual, gives birth to a Patsuf according to the records that remained in it after received what it could receive in order to bestow. The light of Chochmah, the light of Chassadim, whatever it has, expanded till the general Tabu, and more than that, it can't descend and fill vessels below the Tabu, and it performs a coupling only on the vessels above the Tabu according to its records, and that's it. Now, after the Sag, so according to the remaining records in it, it keeps expanding. Its whole, the whole tendency of the upper light to press on the will to receive, that with the screens, with the records, it will do the maximum it can to bestow.
There's a new style here, meaning we're used to, meaning Rosh of Sag begets 10 Sfirot of Itlabshut and 10 Sfirot of Aviot, and it doesn't receive the all of it as one. It separates two and one, and instead of receiving them as one thing, it's a new kind of.
In Rosh of Sag, we have Reshimo as usual, in clothing and in coarseness, like every Rosh of the previous Patsuf.
Right.
And it performs a coupling by striking on them. So it takes into account the records of clothing and does something called Ketel. And records of clothing that performs a coupling by striking and does something called Rosh of Abba and Ima. It's the same thing we had in the previous Patsufim, that Galgalta gives birth to Ab. So Ab has the same thing. And then in Sag it's the same thing. And also here.
How is that like Ab and Sag? What you said, that there is some relation.
We have clothing and coarseness in every Patsuf. I'm asking.
Yes.
So from this, we also have the records of clothing and coarseness that were in the Patsuf. Right?
Yes.
So from these records now, two Rashim, two Roshs are born. And if you didn't pay attention, but we have the same Rosh in Ab and the same Rosh in Sag that is included of a Rosh of clothing and a Rosh of coarseness. And then he explains there that the Rosh of the clothing only shines in the Rosh. And in the Guf, what expands is only from the Rosh of coarseness.
I got it. Thank you.
We always have, if there's two records, so you need a record of clothing and a record of coarseness. Okay?
Florida. Thank you, Rav. These numbers on top of each partsuf that we have, the 4-3, the 3-2, the 2-1, I've always been confused by these numbers, and I'm not sure exactly what they are.
It's records from the light that remained in the Patsuf. We learned with you. We learned that in the world of Ein Sof, we have the root. Sorry.
Pinat Shoresh.
Shoresh, the root.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Vedalet.
1, 2, 3, and 4. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. All in all, 5 degrees that the upper light expands in the desire. In the upper light, there's a certain desire.
Magia.
Desire develops. Reaches the first vessel and the second vessel, the third vessel and the fourth vessel. That's what we learned there. And from these vessels, the Malchut in the fourth vessel already has the first restriction. The first restriction. And then Adam Kadmon, Atzilut Bria, Yetzira and Asiya.
No, as Mata Shoel.
What are you asking about?
Okay, hello. So yeah, the numbers 4-3 above each part suf, 3-2,
no.
And then even in the Nikudim, the 2-2, What are these numbers exactly, and what do they mean?
These are records. If we have four, you understand this is Malchut of Ein Sof. It has in number four a very big desire. That's what we say from zero, which is the entire will to bestow, until the receiving entirely.
יש לנו ארבע שלבים.
We have four states where the vessel develops, and only this last stage becomes the will to receive. And afterwards there's a restriction.
צמצום אלף ראשון.
The first restriction. And then the worlds. That's what we learned. So what are you asking? Galgalta is four of clothing and four of coarseness. But when she received the light inside and started refining itself, so from four of coarseness remains three. The screen is lost, and then in Ab, we have four, the records of 4-3. Four is the record of the light that came before, and three is already the coarseness that is in her now, in the screen. That's why she calculates on 4-3. It's like if now I go into the restaurant and I want to eat as I did yesterday because I don't know what they have. But I have less money than yesterday. So now I need to calculate. From what I want, what can I actually receive? And there is a difference between the present state and the desired state. And then Ab calculates according to the records of 4-3. And then Sag, after the refinement of the screen of Ab, calculates on the records of 3-2. It's a record of clothing and a record of coarseness. We've studied it many, many times. You should see this a few times in the prefaces we've been through. Always because we have the will to receive and the light that fills the will to receive in some kind of way. So we always have two parameters. As much as I want and as much as I can. As much as I can, that's called the screen. And according to my ability to bestow, and as much as I want, that's called a desire. And then these two records from the desire and the screen are always in the patzuv. And that's what it works with. That's what we have.
French.
It's a bit clear, thank you.
French.
French.
Bonjour Rav, j'aimerais rendre encore plus clair, s'il te plaît, la question des Rishimo. Si tu pouvais remonter.
Wanted to scrutinize about the records. Can you show the Brian?
Est-ce qu'on peut dire que le Rishimo d'Avio?
Can we say
et, l'équivalent
that the records of the coarseness of the Patsuf is equal to the records of the previous clothing?
Sag et le Rishimot Titlapshut de Ab.
Ken. Mi Partsuf Akodem.
From the previous Partsuf.
Shiloshe Nagit Begalgalta ya Arba Arba.
Let's say in Galgalta it was 4-4, so in Galgalta it's 4-3. In Ab we are remaining with the record of clothing of four from Galgalta, but the record of coarseness, the record of coarseness disappears. and we remain only with three. We always have the records of clothing, and it becomes less in one of the record of coarseness, because it's not just coarseness. It's coarseness that is included in the screen, and the screen refines itself from tabu to pit. It refines itself, it decides to refine in the tabu and ascends upward. And then it turns out that the coarseness, the record of coarseness, meaning that it can use it, becomes one less.
Et le 3 qui est là devient le 3 du...
So, 3 becomes the 3 of the next Partsuf?
And that's why Ab uses coarseness number 3.
Et le Rishimo, dit la pshut, ça a à voir aussi, on pourrait dire, avec la hauteur des partufim que tu décides. C'est pour ça que...
And Rishimo, the records of clothing depends on the height of the partufim that you draw.
No, the record of clothing, we only use it in incorporation. In the incorporation, when, just as you say in the restaurant, that today you're in, that I want the same steak I had yesterday. But today I have half of the money. So they tell you, we can give you just like yesterday, but less. That's called that you receive according to the record of coarseness, but you mean, you aim for the same taste you had yesterday in the clothing. Because you have no knowledge about what you are now about to receive, only towards what you had yesterday. That's why you now are starting to work with the record of clothing of today, but according to the vessels of yesterday. That's how it is. That's called the incorporation of the records in one another. We'll learn about it. There are many things here. They're already showing me signs that we need to call info. Please.
Да, дорогие товарищи, любимые товарищи, значит, у нас объявление.
Yes, friends, dear beloved friends, we have an announcement from our world team. As we heard lately, Rav gave us an advice to determine a day or a few days during the week that all the 10 will come to the morning lesson, that all the friends from the 10 will come to the lesson and connect. We, the social team, we wanted to address all the friends in the world so that every friend will find his best opportunity. So we want to ask all the tens from all the worldly during the day today to have a discussion. Maybe in one of your Zoom meetings, have a workshop, have a discussion, decide a day or maybe even two, that all your 10 will come to the morning lesson. And maybe even you can have some recommendation for the whole worldly, what day is best for you. That's the first thing. Secondly, tomorrow we're going to send a survey. And we're going to ask the Gabbai or the Shatz to fill them for all the friends. Meaning it's not that every friend will fill it, but every 10 will fill one form. There, please share with us what day or days we can choose so that everyone can be in the morning lesson. Thank you very much. We're going to send the exact instructions during the day. Moshe, please. So let's sing a song.
sen eğer yalnız kalbini açsan görmeye başlayacaksın konuşmak ister seninle konuşur seninle kalbinden aklın. Başka yer.